The South Dakota legislature also declared an emergency. Whereas this act is necessary for the support of the state government and its existing public institutions, an emergency is hereby declared to exist. Close quote. What is this passage doing in a Supreme Court opinion? How is it relevant to anything? Politicians are always declaring emergencies. So what does this mean then? What Straczynski's point, I think, is what? So all you got to do is declare an emergency and Andy Kennedy's going to come riding to the rescue and find that whatever law it is that you passed is constitutional and everyone else ought to live under it? What if South Dakota's emergency is not Louisiana's emergency? But their sense of crisis should have no bearing on the law or the facts of the case. The government's needs should be subordinate to the people's rights. That's the whole point of the Constitution. If the government's self-declared emergencies automatically outweigh constitutional protections for commerce or for anything else, then what's the point of having a Constitution in the first place? That such elementary constitutionalist thinking seems to hold no sway, either through indifference or through philosophical confusion, is not only ominous but a bitter disappointment for those of us who had hope for more from the Supreme Court's, quote, conservatives, close quote. As I always tell you, Robert, do not rely on conservatism because they don't know what the term means. There is no definition, universal definition of the term. And because they're in, how do you know? You know, Gorsuch and the rest of them might have been sitting around yucking it up with Andy Kennedy going like, yeah, this is one of the most conservative things we ever done. No, sir, it's not. My telephone number here on the Mike Church Show, 844-527-8723, 844-5-CRUSADE. Email me directly. My email address, same as it ever was, kingdude, K-I-N-G-D-U-D-E, at mikechurch.com. By the way, Mrs. Linscombe sent me a note in the chat room. It said, "Miniature, I thought your confraternity was for men only." Well, Mrs. O'Connell is yelling Gal Qaeda insanity at me. Everything you do is geared towards men, Mike. I'll whip some troglodyte out on you. If you don't stop. Because you hate it now. Yes, I'm going to pray
it. We all know, these people were known as cavemen, Neanderthal men, or troglodytes.
Come on.
What we're going to do right here is go back. Way back. Back into time. When the only people that existed were troglodytes.
Yes, I'll go caveman on you, Mrs. O'Connell. No. Now, can I explain the Crusader Knights of the Most Holy Rosary? You can join the confraternity and be a female. But you can't be a knight. Knights are men. Sorry. Now, you can be a member of the confraternity. You could say the prayers. Well, you find me a modern-day Joan of Arc, Jacob, and yes, Joan of Arc, can, does he volunteer one of his sisters? Does he volunteer one of his sisters? Sister, brother, no. What about a modern-day Joan of Arc? Again, find me one, and I'm all in, I'm sure. But the reason for this is, we're trying to build a confraternity of men and women, but we need to build the men up. This is formation. What's known as formation here. which is why, by the way, I am going to publish later today a jobs page at crusadechannel.com, which will have all of, you know, when I say what's your vocation and ask you to send me an email, and you sit out there in your hands and go, hey, Doug, he's not talking to me. Of course I'm not. You can now go to the jobs page. You can say, oh, so you need someone to volunteer to do this. I'll sign up. But yes, to be a knight. To be a knight, yes. You must be a male. I want to segue into something else here while we still have time here on the Mike Church Show. By the way, welcome and all of you that are watching on YouTube today on the YouTube as we will continue to massage and work on our television presentation here so that we have the grounding with the Mike Church Show here in the morning to make the Crusade Channel TV and to put it on the Roku box. So that if you want to watch the show, and you can watch it in HD, it is we are now streaming it in true HD. Adding some bells and whistles to the graphics, we'll keep doing that, and hopefully, it's one of the volunteer jobs that we need is video assistance. You need video assistance. I bet Steve Cunningham could use a video assistant as well at Census Fidelium. I want to segue into something. I want to talk about this for just a moment because Dwight puts it in the chat room at MikeChurch.com.